Thank you, brother and sister, brother Vincent. Brother and sisters, when we look at verse 1, we see that this is a type of resurrection, is it not? But before we get into it, I'd just like to say we've lost a night, the night that we cancelled quite rightly for the fraternal week in Durban. So what we're going to try and do is do three visions in two sessions. So we won't be going into the depth that we have in the past. And what we're going to try and do is give you an overview of the next three visions. We'll try and do 1.5 this evening, when I say 1.5, we'll go through both visions, but in the vision of the flying roll and the ephah, we'll just give you the gist of it. But it's a very, very important vision, I feel, because when we look at Christadelphian circles today, we have a lot of ideas coming in, and I believe that some of these ideas are coming into our beliefs today because there sometimes, perhaps, is not the understanding that there should be of the development of the apostasy. And the second vision, or the vision in chapter 5 of the flying roll and the ephah, is the vision that Zechariah sees of the apostasy and where it goes to. So it's a terribly important vision in the setting up of the apostasy round about us. But as we come back to chapter 1, we have Zechariah waking, as it were, out of the sleep. In other words, a type of a resurrection. We know that Daniel also woke up out of a sleep. We know that Abraham had a deep sleep fall upon him. He woke up out of this. All types of the resurrection. In our previous vision, we discussed the changing of the garments as related to the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. We didn't have time to go into the stones, but I think that we know what the branch means, that it's a living branch in chapter 3, and also about the stone with the 7 eyes on it and the writing on it. But here we have Zechariah in a position of waking up. And when he wakes up, he sees a vision. And this is what an artist has tried to depict him seeing. Sorry, the gap's down there as well. But this is the vision that he saw in chapter 4. He saw this 7-branch golden candlestick, as it says in verse 2. It's all of gold. It has a bowl on the top of it. And the artist has tried to depict the bowl over here. And it has 7 lamps thereon, 7 pipes to the 7 lamps, which are on the top thereof. He sees the 2 olive trees on either side. He sees the 2 branches with the golden pipes going into the, like a reservoir here, feeding this lamp with olive oil. And in the background, in verse 7, he sees a great mountain. Who art thou, O great mountain? And so, when we look at this vision, what do we see? We know that the 7-branched lampstand, I think most of us call it a lampstand, it hasn't got candles in it. It's fed by olive oil, and I know that Brother Thomas calls the top of the candlestick the burners that burn the olive oil. When we look at the vision like this, what do we see in it? We can take guesses. We know that the light stand, as we see it depicted on our magazine, Christadelphian magazine, is a lampstand such as this, without the other paraphernalia around it. We know that there is the, from the law of Moses, that the knops are all almond knops, and we know that Aaron's rod that budded was an almond rod, giving a depicts also a resurrection to glory, a living, so it's a living thing. But Revelation also gives us an idea of what the 7 lamps is all about. But when we see this here, The prophet here tells us, and remember what we said right out of the beginning, verse 4. He says, "What are these, my Lord?" Verse 11, he says, "What are these two olive trees?" Ask questions. We have to ask ourselves questions all the time about what the prophet and what Yahweh, our Father, is trying to get over to us. And so he sees these things, but he says here in this prophecy, in verse 10, that he hath despised the day of small things, for they shall rejoice and see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. And the only thing, remember, that Zechariah can see is a seven-branched lampstand or candlestick. And he says that the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven, they are the eyes of Yahweh, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Now, we know that in a previous vision, the vision of the myrtle trees, when we saw the four horsemen, they were the eyes of Yahweh which ran to and fro through the earth in chapter 1. But if we go to the Apocalypse, to Revelation chapter 4, it gives us an idea there as well of what is meant by this light and what this light is supposed to represent. We know that this light was in the holy place, in the tabernacle, giving light. Okay, but in Revelation chapter 4 and at verse 5, we find that out of the throne proceeded thunders, lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Here is the Spirit of God manifested in its sevenfold manifestation, if I can put it that way. And then in chapter 5 and at verse 6 of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 6, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." And Zechariah is telling us that the seven branched candlesticks here is the seven eyes in verse 10 of Yahweh, Zechariah 4 verse 10, which run to and fro through the whole earth. So here we have these seven spirits of God going forth to accomplish something in the earth, in the whole earth. And so what is accomplished in the whole earth? If we have a look at verse 7, we find that, "Who art thou, O great mountain?" Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. So Yahweh says to Zerubbabel that this great mountain is going to become a plain. And how is it going to become a plain? In verse 6, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh of armies." So in order to achieve these results, it will not mean that men will adopt the means whereby nations overcome other nations, using their strength, their army, their artillery, and their discipline and all this type of thing. Because Jerusalem can never be exalted as the throne of Yahweh by these means, by human power, human discipline, artillery and bombs and all this type of thing. Because in chapter 4 and at verse 10, we find that Zerubbabel has a plummet in his hand. It's in the margin, it says, "the stone of tin." And we know what the plummet is, don't we? It is the measurement and to make sure that the building is correct and straight. And so it is going to be achieved in front of Zerubbabel here. Okay? And remember what Zechariah is asking. When in verse 2 he sees the candlestick with a bowl, the seven lamps, the seven pipes, and the rest of it, the two olive trees, in verse 4 he says to the angel, "What are these?" Now the angel doesn't say, well, that's a lampstand. It's a golden lampstand with seven branches with fire on the top, and he doesn't say that at all. What does he say? In verse 5, the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. And he says, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh of hosts, that this mountain that is in the background is going to become a plain before Zerubbabel. What, we'll get to this mountain, but it's going to become a plain before Zerubbabel. He shall bring forth the headstone thereof, a shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. Remember what the people were doing in the time of Zechariah? They were building or rebuilding the temple of God. They had laid the foundation. Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, the house in that particular time. But this has a future aspect as well, because this mountain, as we will see as we go through this, is not the mountain at the time of Zerubbabel or Zechariah. So what he says here is that these are the seven eyes that go to and fro through the earth. So this candlestick or lampstand is representative in this context of the Spirit of God manifested in something or other. Now, if it is the seven eyes, what are those? As we know, brethren and sisters, the Spirit